Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
I think it's time for another episode of It's Not Me, It's You.
Oh, good. Are we finally going to talk about that prank voicemail you left me years ago and then gaslit me about?
Obviously, that wasn't me. I don't know what you're talking about. But I was really talking about the CEO of Playing Victim, Jamie Lynn Spears. So she just did an interview with Good Morning America because she has a new book coming out, of course. And of course, her relationship with her sister Brittany was the main topic.
Yeah, and spoiler alert, Richies, Jamie Lynn didn't do anything wrong. She swears.
Yeah, definitely, guys. Leave her alone. Leave Jamie Spears alone.
Oh, God.
Britney fans are understandably not very happy with her interview.
I'm shocked. I figured everyone would love her after this.
Yeah, all it takes is a quick PR tour and you're fine.
Yep.
From Wondery, I'm Marisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin. It's Wednesday, January 12th.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code AUDIO to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code AUDIO at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code AUDIO.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Brooke, does anyone love a tell-all interview more than we do?
I mean, I honestly can't imagine it because I'm always in the camp of tell-all and don't tell nothing.
Yeah, tell everything.
Everything.
And of course, Jamie Lynn Spears gave us a true gift this morning. She did an interview that ran on Good Morning America where she's hawking her new memoir, Things I Should Have Said. And if that title doesn't tell us there's stuff to dig into, I don't know what does.
Yeah, I mean, speaking of things she should have said, she should have maybe said some stuff during this interview, because I didn't hear much. I don't know about you. And we know, like, Jamie Lynn has been riding Britney's coattails for years, along with the rest of the family. And Britney has definitely not been shy about calling Jamie Lynn out on social media for using Britney's career to boost her own. And she's also spread some of the blame toward Jamie Lynn for keeping her in the abusive conservatorship. So ABC's Juju Chang asked Jamie Lynn about the conservatorship and her role in it. And this is what Jamie Lynn had to say.
First off, I don't understand. When it was put into place, I was 17-year-old. I was about to have a baby. So I didn't understand what was happening, nor was I focused on that. I was focused on the fact that I was a 17-year-old about to have a baby. I understand just as little about it then as I do now.
I will say, when she said this at first, I was like, OK, that's, I mean, you're 17 years old, you're pregnant, you don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
But you're not 17 years old and pregnant now. So
exactly.
It was a 13-year conservatorship.
Yeah.
You weren't 17 and pregnant the whole 13 years.
And like, even if you don't understand what's going on, ask.
Right, right.
Like, if I had a sister and my parents were keeping her imprisoned, I'd be like, hey, what's up? Like,
what are you doing, Pammy? Come on.
Mom, stop.
But even if Jamie Lynn doesn't totally understand the conservatorship, as she claims, I mean, like we said, she can see Brittany struggling. Yes. She's her sister. Like, hey, can I talk to Brittany? No, she's locked down. That's not right.
Yeah.
And as Juju points out in the interview, Jamie Lynn ended up having some choice words in the book for how to describe Brittany.
Words that you've used in the book to describe her behavior over your lifetime was erratic, paranoid, spiraling. How do you see your sister's state of mind currently?
I can't really speak to anyone else's state of mind. I don't think that's fair. But I'm allowed to say how I felt in those because that matters. It matters that I was in pain.
This was ridiculous.
I was like, the nerve.
Right. Like, she says all these things in the book and she's like, well, I can't speak to anyone else's state of mind.
What did you do in the book then?
Right. Exactly.
She's like, I can only talk about my opinion or how I feel. And it's like, okay, then how do you feel about what her state is? Like,
right.
What are you playing at?
Part of me wonders if this is her way of like being hush hush so that people buy and read the book. Mm. Maybe. Like, I don't know.
Well, I'm not buying it. So,
I mean,
doesn't work.
I've never bought any book. So, I'm going to buy this one.
So, I mean, I feel like Jamie Lynn is really trying to sell us on how this whole conservatorship and her sister's behavior was really hard on her, on Jamie Lynn.
Yeah.
She's the one that's struggling here.
Yes. Poor, poor Jamie Lynn.
Yeah. But she wants to make it clear she is glad the conservatorship is over because she's not an idiot. She's not going to be like, no, right. I wish it was still going on.
Yeah, seriously.
Because all she really cares about is her sis being happy. And in the interview, Juju asked Jamie Lynn how she felt when it was dissolved. And Jamie Lynn said she was happy because it caused so much family discord. So not happy because her sister didn't deserve to be in it, but
yeah,
happy because now my family's perfect again, which yeah. I don't think it is.
She's like, man, family dinners were so awkward before, but now everything's great. She also stressed again and again how much she supports her sister and said, when she needed help, I set up ways to do so. Mm. She even implied that she tried to help Brittany get out of the conservatorship, saying she went out of her way to make sure Brittany had the contact she needed to possibly go ahead and end this conservatorship. And of course, she did not give any details Mm-mm. on what contact she gave Brittany or whether she actually reached out to them. Like, she didn't give us anything, really.
All she gave her was a printout of a Google search for lawyers in California.
Like, yeah, it was probably really MapQuest. She's like, what am I supposed to do with this?
And then Jamie Lynn goes even further in her I Tried campaign, where she claims she got in touch with Brittany's former legal team to try and help Brittany because she wants us to know she tried. She really tried. And she's on Brittany's side.
Yeah. So as we know, Brittany was represented by Sam Ingham previously, who was appointed by the court. And he got nothing done. I'm convinced he spent years and years just scribbling doodlies on a legal pad, I guess.
I mean, he plumped up his retirement fund, so that's
true.
Something.
Yeah. So Brittany, as we know, was eventually given the right to appoint her own lawyer last year, and she chose powerhouse zaddy lawyer Matthew Rosengart to replace him. And Jamie Lynn claims that at some point she tried speaking to Sam Ingham and the rest of the previous legal team, but she says that did not end well in my favor. Whatever that means.
Which, Jamie Lynn, you are a villain right now. You need to start explaining yourself. You can't just end with that. Elaborate.
People can see phony from a mile away. And she needs to, like, be more raw and honest and give us some info or no one's going to believe you at all.
Like, end well in your favor. Like, they sent your calls to voicemail and you're like, I don't like leaving voicemails and that's not in my favor. Or what happened here?
Yeah, I need to know.
So Jamie Lynn is insisting she tried to help Brittany get out of the conservatorship. But in the true spirit of her it's not me victimhood, she did find someone else to blame.
I did take the steps to help. But how many times can I take the steps without, she has to walk through the door?
This, it's like, girl, stop. Brittany's like, I couldn't walk out my own door, so I couldn't walk through any others that you were so generously setting up for me. Like, come on.
I'm like, my thing is, if you're going to say all of this, I need actual examples. Like, I need to see what you're defining as this. Because I feel like, what does this mean? I took the steps. She has to walk through the door. Like, I feel like we're even mixing metaphors. Like, you open a door that she walks through. Taking the steps, I don't know. It's very confusing.
Yeah. She's like, I can lead a horse to water, but I can't ride the horse through the water because it's too deep and stuff.
Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, got it. Okay. And you wrote a book? Okay.
Let's be honest. Someone else wrote that one. She sat there.
But yeah. So like we said, Britney Spears fans are none too pleased. Mm-mm. And there's a reason they're called Britney's Army. They're going to fight for our princess of pop. And they're pushing back hard.
Yes. So some fans are calling the interview shameful and are upset with ABC for airing it, which that's a little ridiculous. Singer Simon Curtis tweeted, Britney has openly said she wants to see her entire family in jail for the atrocities they've committed against her, including Jamie Lynn. Giving an abuser like this any sort of platform to peddle a book is not the move at GMA. Another fan tweeted, Jamie Lynn, nobody is buying that book, sis. Save those tears because you're going to jail, sweetie. Which I gotta say, I don't know that that's true. Like, I mean, I don't know that Jamie Lynn's gonna get arrested.
No, it's gonna be a hard push to get even Jamie Spears arrested. So true. I don't see her sister going
but
down
also,
for anything.
Like, I gotta say, like, Jamie Lynn shared some screenshots of like the DMs she's gotten, and they're truly disgusting.
Yeah.
Like, saying that people saying they wish something would happen to her daughters. And like, that stuff's not at all okay.
No, never.
Like, that needs to stop. Like, be upset that she didn't do anything about the conservatorship, but don't say you wish bad things happened to her family. Like, that's taking it too far, and it doesn't make the Britney Army look any better.
No, it's.
Else.
I mean, it's a terrible move. Whenever this happens, people going after family members, I mean, even being the threats of violence against Jamie Lynn, it's like, this isn't solving anything. This is making things worse.
Exactly. Agree.
So, as of right now, Britney hasn't commented on Jamie Lynn's interview, and you better believe I am refreshing Instagram regularly to see. But yesterday, she did post something on Insta. It's a photo of an antique typewriter next to a bouquet of fading pink roses, and she captioned it, "Should I start at the beginning?" Which I certainly interpreted it to be throwing shade at her sister's interview and new book.
It's gotta be that.
Right?
I don't think she should do it on a typewriter. That would probably take some time, but she definitely should get a regular computer and start that book.
I mean, I'll even take these long Instagram captions that give us the history, because those are so fun to read.
Someone will print those out and put them together in a book.
I'm sure they already have. Like, they've got a whole board on their wall of just printed out Britney Instagram posts.
Yeah.
But I mean, what do we think? Are we going to believe Jamie Lynn's explanations, or is this just our classic PR sob story promoting her book?
I think it's just a PR sob story. Like I said, if she's going to be honest, if she's going to maybe own up to some stuff, then maybe, okay, let's hear your story.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't think that we need to blame her as much as Jamie and Lynn.
Yeah.
But, you know, she didn't do anything, and not doing anything is almost as bad as doing something bad. So it's like,
right.
You know,
yeah.
I don't believe her until she's open and honest, really.
Yeah. You know, I always say follow the money. So
yeah, you do always say that.
I never not say that.
Every day.
But you gotta. But I mean, it's a book. Like, she's trying to sell a book. It's hard to take what she's saying without a ton of salt.
Yep. You have so many sayings. I love it.
I should write a book.
You should.
From Wondery, I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin. This is Rich and Daily.
See you tomorrow, Richies.
If you like our show, please follow us on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you're listening right now.
And tell your friends we've got the hot goss.
Are you tired of dating assholes? Do you want a Prince Charming? If so, we're filming a reality show. Sign up here.
12 American women are flown over to the UK for a bachelor-style reality dating show.
There are so many questions about a show like this because it's so odd.
These women have been told that they were going to be dating the world's most eligible bachelor, Prince Harry.
What? Y'all playing with me, right?
You can binge The Bachelor of Buckingham Palace exclusively on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts or the Wondery app.